Gage, you got through the tape of the Atlanta game, and how did you feel about the offense, the way you performed, and what you guys got done?
We did enough, you know. I mean, obviously, defense played extremely well. Holding those guys to 9 points, I mean, that's unbelievable. I think, you know, we did enough, scored enough points, you know, took advantage of our opportunities in the red zone, which, you know, in that game wound up being the difference, you know, scoring touchdowns and, you know, our defense holding them to field goals. So did some good things, some key things that, you know, mattered. Third down conversions were good. You know, a few things that we can do better and, you know, just improve on that and keep going.
Do you set goals based on just number of points that you want to score as an offense? Is it what?
I mean, you know, you can look at that stuff, and Coach Zimmer has a lot of goals for us every week, you know, based on what he thinks are going to be keys to the game. So we try to focus on different things each week. But, you know, there's a lot of carryover, a lot of the same things. Obviously, key points in the games, crucial situations, whether it be third downs, red zone, two-minute, you know, things that, you know, make differences in big games.
Do you believe turnovers are the biggest statistic?
They're definitely one of them. You know, and that's one that we're always, you know, striving to take care of the football. Whatever we're doing, running, throwing, you know, whatever part of the game that we're in, we're trying to get the football, we're trying to get the football back. So, you know, I think that's a big part.
Hey, Case, you guys have really been able to keep the ground game going every week here. How's that made your job easier?
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously running the ball is important for us. You know, not just, you know, getting yards off runs, but then play action and, you know, having teams respect the run, loading up the box, and throwing the ball. So I think it's been crucial to keep good balance, and coaches have done a great job. Offensive line's done a great job. Running backs and even receivers down the field. I mean, there were some big explosive-type runs where our receivers down the field are making blocks that, you know, add another 10 or 15 yards to plays.
Case, team with a pretty heavy pass rush.
Yeah, I mean, if they want to not rush, I mean, that'd be great by me. I mean, I don't think that's going to happen. You know, anybody we play, and it seems like you turn on the film or, you know, look at, you know, the roster of whoever, what team we're playing, and it's like, oh, man, they got, you know, so-and-so. Oh, man, or, you know, Julius Peppers, like, oh, man, like, you know, everybody's really good in this league. Everybody's got pass rushers. So, you know, I think we're going to expect them to rush the pass pretty well. So it's something that we have to work on, to expect, and be ready to get the ball out.
Case, what was it like having Fran Tarkenton address the team last weekend and getting a chance to meet him?
Well, it was great. You know, obviously, you know, one of the best to play the position. And not only that, but, you know, here for the Vikings to be, you know, what he's meant to this organization. And he's awesome. I mean, I love getting to know him, getting to meet him, talking to him. You know, he had some great words of advice for the team, for us quarterbacks specifically too. So, you know, I'd love to put on some film, you know, of him this offseason or at some point and you know, kind of learn from that. But, yeah, he's a great dude, great player, obviously, and, you know, I was excited to meet him.
What do you think of his scrambling ability when he played? And some of your scrambles have been kind of Tarkenton-like almost. Would you agree with that sometimes when you get away?
Yeah, I mean, I, like I said, I haven't seen much of his film. You know, there's obviously some highlights and you see pictures and – but, like I said, I want to go back and watch it at times, and who knows, maybe learn some stuff from him.
Was there a couple of quarterbacks that you did kind of look at how they scramble and move around the pocket to further your ability to do stuff?
Yeah, I mean, there's always, you know, there's always guys. I mean, anytime you're watching film, you're learning from situations. Hey, what's this situation? What would I do in this situation? And things that go well, you try to imitate that. Things that don't go well, you try to, you know, learn from that as well. So, yeah, I mean, there's all sorts of quarterbacks. Everybody out there that you watch, you can learn something from.
In terms of your ability to elude the pass rush, how much of it's athleticism? How much of it's just kind of a sense of where guys are coming from? What would you say?
You know, I don't know. I mean, it's a lot of things. Just, you know, just trying to not be where they are. You know, just try to get away. And, you know, a lot of it is drill work that we've done, you know, on the practice field. But, you know, some of it just happens.
What impresses you the most about your Vikings defense when you watch them?
You know, during games, I don't get to watch a lot of them. You know, obviously we've gone against them in the spring and in the training camp. And they're dominant, man. They're whatever defense is called. They are so sound, man. They're great at disguising. Our safeties are so smart. Corners have done a great job of covering guys. Not just you know, every guy that you know comes out. Last week, Julio, Sanu, guys that you know, great players in this league, and they've done a great job up front. I mean, they seem like it's, you know, if it's 1 week it's LJ making plays, or 1 week it's Everson, 1 week it's B-Rob, you know, all different guys making plays. So it's been cool to watch those guys.
Does VR, like virtual reality, help with periphery? I mean, in terms of like evading the pass rush, I mean, can you, is that how you train that part of, I guess, like, it seems kind of like an intangible, but it's not, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I would say VR is not really for pass rush. Cool. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.